Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to preach something that we have heard many, many times before, but something that I just feel in my heart that the Lord wants me to deliver to this church. Amen. He said in one place, you've left your first love. Well, we got to go to our first love over and over and over again. I'm not saying that's where we're at tonight. Don't misunderstand. But I'm telling you, we've got to go back over and over again to our first love. Amen. And renew and recommit our lives to God. Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, or because of this, because he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, the death of the cross, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Well, praise God. Given him a name which is above, everybody said above, above every name. That at the name of Jesus, somebody breathe that name right now, Jesus. Jesus. Every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about the name that's above every name. The name that is above every name. Amen. Let's talk to the Lord tonight. Let's ask God to help us with the word. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. We thank you, Lord, for a name that's above every name, the only name under heaven whereby we must be saved. I praise your name tonight. I ask you to anoint the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. The word name in these verses that we read tonight, the definition of that word is that by which a thing is called. That's obvious. It is the sound or combination of sounds used to express an idea. And so the word name is not just a something that we put together in a combination of vocal sounds to express an idea. But it is also any material substance, and so it means a quality or an act. Amen. So when we look at the word name here tonight, by the very definition of this word, we can see that it represents the act or the quality of anything. Amen. The name gold, for instance, if I were to say gold, if I said I have a brick of gold here tonight, all of you would be thinking of riches and wealth. You would be thinking of something that is gold in color and very, very costly. Amen. When we talk about dirt, the name dirt comes to us as thoughts of filth and uncleanliness. When we speak of the name of an individual, all of a sudden we think of the quality of that individual. We think of the acts of that individual. We think of who they really are. Amen. When we talk about a name tonight, if we were to use a name, let's say a knife, we would come to the thought of something that has the ability to cut. Amen. Or to whittle. We wouldn't think of it as something that we could pay our bills with. We wouldn't think of it as something outside of its qualities, because the verbal expression of the word knife speaks to us of a quality or an act of that situation or thing. Amen. If we were to use the word airplane tonight, we would immediately think of something that transports things on a plane of air. Amen. It floats upon the plane of air based upon calculations and the laws that are in place. Amen. An airplane can go up and it can come down, but it can do little else. Amen. When we think of names in the Bible, one of the names that came to me was the name Jacob. And the name Jacob means to supplant or to deceive. And it was the quality of this man named Jacob that when we think of him before he came and met God, we think of someone who deceived. We think of someone that you're going to have to watch out for because he'll trick you and he'll take from you. It was the quality of this man. It was the quality of him that matched the name that he was given. I think that if you were interested in names, it would be fascinating. And I've looked at that in times past, what the origin and what they mean. Amen. There are many places you can go to find that out. And some names are given, and they represent the truth of that individual. But now in our generation, at least in our country, we name children based upon whatever. Amen. Well, it sounds good or whatever. But in Bible days, they gave names because they were the expression of the quality of that individual, of the acts of that individual, of the actual person itself, whether male or female. Amen. Gold is always going to be gold. An airplane is always going to be an airplane. A rock is always going to be a rock by its very nature. Amen. And when we look at the highest one of all, who is God Almighty, amen, we've got to have a name that represents his quality and his acts. Praise God. Praise God. And so when we talk about the name of God and we express the name of God, it is not something that any individual could do. Praise God. God is so high that we cannot understand everything about him. He is so magnificent and so great that the only way that we can know anything about God is through the Word of God. Praise the Lord. By the very nature of the Word of God, we understand that it is God's Word. This is not man's Word. It is God's Word. What you are holding in your hand tonight, hopefully, is the Word of God. Amen. It is not written by man. It was not written by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when you read the Word of God and God and you find in your Bible that it says this or that about the Lord, what you can understand by that is that God is expressing to us a little bit more about himself. Praise God. God is expressing in his Word a little more clearly to you and I. That's why it's so important that we read the Word of God. So important why we listen to the Word of God. That's so important why we hear the preaching of the Word of God and that we study the Word of God. I said to study the Word of God. Amen. We need to understand what it is talking about. Because when we read in the Scriptures, God reveals himself. Amen. He revealed himself in a limited way in the Old Testament and more so in the New Testament. But even still, the Bible says that we see now through a glass darkly, but then we will see face to face. Praise God. There's not going to be the limited access of knowledge and understanding of God and his nature. Oh, I could go on and on tonight about the nature of God. I've got a Bible study about God that I wrote, and it gives the scriptural references to the nature of God. God is love. God is light. Amen. There are many things that we could use to describe God. But light is not God's name. Amen. Love is not God's name. That is a character. That is a quality. It is a part of the nature of God. It's who He is. God is holy, but His name is not holy. Amen. There is a name that has been given to us that describes every aspect of God in His quality and His nature. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. In Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them." And I was a little bit confused by that scripture, because in Genesis, before Exodus was written, in Genesis 22 and 14, it says, "When Abraham called the name of that place," "and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." Amen. And so I was a little bit confused by that. But what I came to was the understanding of what Jehovah Jireh means. It means Jehovah. Jehovah simply means God is eternal and always existent. Amen. That's what the word Jehovah means. And Abraham knew that God, if He was truly, really God, He had to be almighty and all existent. Praise God. Past, present, and future. If He is anything else, He's not God. If He is made by the materials that we see around us, He cannot be God. Because wood is limited. It cannot make you happy. Amen. Steel is not permanent. It cannot make you happy. It does not have all power. But what we understand is that if there is a God, and there is a God, I want you to know that tonight, that everything that we see comes from Him. Amen. And proceeds out from Him. Praise God. We sang about our salvation. It proceeded out from God. When we look at this pulpit, it proceeded out from God in its original state. Amen. Everything in the universe, everything in our world proceeded forth and came out of the quality and the character of our great God tonight. And so we cannot make a God out of wood. We cannot make a God out of stone. We cannot make a God out of money. We cannot make a God out of anything else. Amen. What we must do is worship Him for who He is tonight, and understand a little bit more about His name and the glory of His name. Praise the Lord. And so, when men called upon God in the Old Testament, they used words that described what He did for them. Amen. Or of one aspect of His nature. And it was really more than just men calling upon God. It was God establishing in His Word the character and the quality that He has. Amen. And so we see here that Moses built an altar unto the Lord in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15. Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And this was directly after the battle with Amalek. And you can go to the story there in Exodus chapter 17, and you'll find that they were in battle, and Moses was up on the mountain, and he held his rod out. He held his hands up. And as he held his hands up, Israel prevailed against Amalek. He got tired, and he put his hands down, and Amalek began to conquer Israel. And so two of his trusted men held his arms up until the battle was finished. And the Bible says that Moses built an altar. He did not build a God. He built an altar. He built a place to remember this specific aspect of his God that had saved him, that had saved his nation. And it means Jehovah is my banner. Or the existent, the self-existent eternal one is my banner. But he did not have a revelation of the name of God. Amen. He only had a revelation of what God could do in battle. Praise the Lord. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abizarites. The Lord our peace is what Jehovah Shalom means." And this was where Gideon built an altar unto the Lord. Amen. There was no peace in Israel. The enemy had come and stolen everything away from them year after year. And the Lord used this young man, Gideon, to experience a victory over their enemies and to bring peace into their nation. Amen. You know what? If the enemy is defeating you over and over again, you're not going to have peace in your heart. But peace comes, the real peace of God comes when we realize the victory. Amen. When we actually see the enemy running, when we actually go up some more. Praise God. "This I know, that thou favorest me because my enemies do not triumph over me." Praise God. I'm a victor tonight. But I'm not a victor in myself at all, but my victor is in my God. Amen. My victor is in my God. He is my Jehovah Shalom. The existent, the self-existent eternal one has given me peace. Praise God. It is a character of God. It is a quality of God. It is a part of the nature of God. But it is not the name of God. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness, which is Jehovah Tsidkenu." Amen. And it means simply the Lord our righteousness. And so when we get a hold of a few of these scriptures that God spoke about himself, we understand tonight that God is righteous within himself. God is holy within himself. Amen. He does not have to do anything or say anything. Amen. He does not need an outside influence to make him righteous. Are y'all with me here tonight? He does not need that because God is righteous within himself. That means that within God, he always does the right thing. Amen. He does. He always speaks the right thing. He always gives us the right word. And that's the understanding that David got when he said the law of the Lord is perfect. Because there is nothing about the word of God. There is nothing about the righteousness or the moral attributes or the moral laws that God has set down that is wrong or that we can violate. Praise God. Come on now. I'm telling you what, we're living in a generation today that says morality is what you feel. Praise God. You can do anything you want to do. You can live any way you want to live. Amen. We've got a generation today that will go to church but can live any way they want to live. I'm telling you tonight, they don't have an understanding of the nature of God. The nature of God is righteousness. The nature of God is holy. He is holy within himself. Amen. That's why the Bible says that he does not tempt anyone with evil, and he cannot be tempted with evil. Because it is impossible for God to do evil. It is impossible for God to tempt anyone to do evil. Amen. Because God, by His very nature, is holy. Amen. But God's name is not holy. Amen. That is not the name of God, Jehovah Tsidkenu. If we need righteousness, and my friend, every one of us need righteousness. Praise God. Every one of us need to understand how to live our lives. Because righteousness is the order. Well, I'm just going to work on this for a minute. I just feel it right now. It is the order that God has for us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's why we're here tonight. Because we need a Savior. Amen. That's why we're here tonight, because we need to come up higher than we can go within ourselves. Amen. Within ourselves, we can only go up to Galatians 5, 19 through 20, or 21 rather. Amen. The works of the flesh. And if we abide within those things, we will find death in our lives. But we've got to have order. Praise God. There has to be order in your personal life, and there has to be order, amen, in every other aspect of your life. Well, praise God. Even within the church, the Bible says, let all things done be in decency and in order. Amen. And that order comes from righteousness. That order comes from God's plan for the church. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. But that was not His name. In Psalm 23 in verse 1, amen, a psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. The shepherd king David, he said the Lord. Everybody said the Lord. You look that word up and it means Jehovah Ra. R-A-H. Amen. Jehovah Ra, which means the self-existent one, the self-existent eternal one, is my shepherd. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I get excited when I talk about Him. Amen. He can do all these other things, but He gets real down personal with us. He will be your shepherd if you'll let Him be your shepherd. He will lead you by the still waters. He will lead you to the green pastures. He will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. And there is no need to fear, for Thou art with me. As long as the shepherd is here, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Well, praise God. It's not an earthly shepherd, but He is the shepherd of my soul. He is God Almighty, and He wants to come down and be the shepherd of your life. Praise God. Well, I don't know how I can get more exciting than this here tonight. He's my Jehovah Ra. But that's not His name. Amen. That is an attribute of my God. It is a portion of the character and the nature and the love that God has for people. We find in other places the compound name of God, Jehovah Shema, and that means the Lord is present. Oh, praise God. I tell you, that ought to be the prayer of every child of God, that when I wake up in the morning, I can know that He is present. He's not over in California somewhere. He's not over in Maine somewhere. He's not up in Canada somewhere doing a work, and I've got to wait for Him to show up here. But the Bible says the self-existent one who inhabits eternity with no beginning and no ending, He fills all and He is everywhere. Praise God. On your way to work in the morning, He'll be there with you in the car. And what a thrill it is tonight. Amen. And I hope somebody's thrilled about it. We sang that song about the Holy Ghost tonight. I've got it, I've got it. Amen. That self-existent eternal one, amen, has decided to come and live within me. Praise God. Well, praise God. He is the ever-present one. The Lord is present, but that's not his name. Amen. We see another compound name of God in Scripture, and it is Jehovah Rapha. Amen. And it simply means the Lord, or the self-existent eternal one who is our healer. Praise God. He doesn't just show up and come around. Amen. But he wants to help us with our infirmities. He wants to help us in the things that we struggle with. Well, somebody help me here tonight. Amen. My God is a healing God tonight. Don't try to tell me otherwise. When I pray and there's no healing, I'm telling you, I'm confessing the Word of God. Because he said he was the healer, and since he said it, I believe it. Praise God. Somebody said, if Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. But you know what? It doesn't matter if I believe it or not. It's still so. My God is the healer tonight. My God can heal cancer tonight. Well, praise God. My God can heal any kind of sickness and disease. He can heal a broken heart. Well, praise God. He can heal anything and lift us up and make us whole. But Jehovah Rapha is not his name. Amen. Each one of these are specific things that God did for them. I'm talking Old Testament here tonight. And if they needed healing, they called on Jehovah Rapha. Amen. If they needed God's presence, they called upon Jehovah Shammah. If they needed peace, they called upon Jehovah Shalom. Amen. If there was joy and rejoicing, amen, it was Jehovah Shammah, or excuse me, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, or our flag. Amen. But those are not the names of God. They are descriptive compound names that were revealing a little bit more each time of the truth of our great God tonight. Amen. Folks, we're not just a part of New Life Tabernacle on a corner of 12th and Henry in the town of Augusta, Kansas, United States of America. But I'm telling you what, we are in the presence of Almighty God tonight. Amen. And the more we know of him and the more we understand of what he has given to us in the name of Jesus, amen, the more victory and joy we're going to have in our walk with God. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord tonight. To the Lord, to the Lord. Amen. Zechariah said in Zechariah 14, verses 8 and 9, and it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea. And in summer and in winter shall it be, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord. Everybody said one Lord. One Lord, and his name shall be one. Praise God. What day is he talking about? I believe he's talking about the day that we're living in today. I believe that he's talking about the day when the angel came to Joseph and said, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Amen. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Praise God. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Praise God. And when that name was spoken, all of hell backed up. Praise God. When that name was spoken, everything stood still, because now, in the day that Zechariah prophesied of, the name of God would be one. Praise the Lord. No longer do we have to use compound names of God, as though there are many gods, as though there are multiple gods. But there is only one God, so there can only be one name of God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. That name is Jesus. And when you breathe the name of Jesus, it should never become a cliche. It should never be something that you use frivolously. But when we breathe the name of Jesus Christ, it should be with the understanding that it is the expression, it is the verbal expression of the quality and the acts of God Almighty. Well, let's praise Him for a moment here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight for a name that has been revealed to us. I'm thankful tonight I wasn't baptized in a title or a compound name of God. But when I got baptized in the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. Praise God. I cannot make many gods. I can only have one God. And His name is one. You can be seated tonight. Let's work on this a little bit more. Amen. This name revealed was not given to men to describe, but was given by God to declare. Let me say that again. Amen. I'll tell you what, when I was writing this, I thought it was going to go a whole lot better than this. Amen. But I'm telling you what, I get excited when I study the Word of God. Amen. When we come up with the compound names of God, it is our way to describe Him. But when God declared His name, or when God spoke His name, it was to declare Himself. Amen. It was not to describe all the different aspects, but to take all of them and put them in one big package, as it were. A package that is bigger than the universe itself. Amen. Which only consists of the span of His hand. Amen. But God wrapped everything up. Everything that is seen and unseen. Everything that is on the earth and under the earth and in heaven. Amen. He wrapped it all up. In a name. The name of Jesus. Amen. I already quoted Matthew 1, 20 and 21. But when we see the greatness of men like Abraham and Moses, we can see that their greatness, listen to this tonight, that it was a result of the knowledge of God even though it was limited. Abraham was a great man, still regarded as a great man. Amen. We are of the seed of Abraham. We are the spiritual children of Abraham tonight. Moses was a great man. Amen. But they saw, when they saw God, amen, it was through a limited understanding. Amen. Abraham knew Him as the provider. Moses knew Him, amen, as this and that, and the others knew Him as this and that and the other, amen. But they became great men simply because of the limited knowledge that they had of God. Think about that tonight. He's my provider. If that's all I know about God, I can become an Abraham. Well, praise the Lord. If that's all I understand about God is that He is my provider, I have the capacity to become an Abraham. If all I understand about God is what Moses understood about Him, I can become a Moses. Amen. Well, praise God. They were motivated. They were led forward and forth by the knowledge, even though it was limited. Amen. By that knowledge, they became great. If you want to be a Gideon and overcome the enemy the way he did, oh, praise God, you just got to have Jehovah Shalom. Amen. I understand He's my peace. If we could just get a hold of that one concept of God, we could rise to the level of a Gideon and overcome our enemies. Praise God. But I'm telling you what, folks, amen. I wished I had a camera right now. I could take a picture and we could see our faces here tonight. I'm telling you tonight, folks, we have an understanding. We have the opportunity tonight for an understanding of our great God and the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. That will combine the Abrahams and the Moseses and the Gideons and all of the rest of the people in the Word of God that had a limited understanding of God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is the Lord that heals. He is. He is the God that brings peace. He is the God that saves. But if you want to wrap it all up in one name, we have that name tonight. How were you baptized tonight, Gavin? In the name of Jesus. How were you baptized tonight? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some say, well, it doesn't matter how you're baptized. I'm telling you tonight, it makes all the difference in the world how you are baptized. If you're baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you have not been baptized in the name. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Ghost is not a name. Amen. But the name that we are to be baptized in for the remission of sins is the name of Jesus. Because in baptism we receive healing. Praise God. Sometimes physical. I remember one man in the church I got saved in when he was baptized. Jim Healy got baptized. He had allergies to certain foods, and if he would eat certain foods, he would break out in hives. He could not eat certain things. When he was baptized in the name of Jesus, he went home and fried up some potatoes. He couldn't eat fried potatoes. Can you imagine that? Amen. Some of you don't even know what fried potatoes are. That was our mainstay at home. Mom always made mashed. She made those too. But fried potatoes with ketchup on them. Mm-mm-mm. Now I'm going to lose you right now. Praise God. But he went home and he did all of that, and he did not break out. God healed him when he was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what God did for me. I could not get free from alcohol. I could not get free from cigarettes. I could not get free from marijuana. Amen. I was living in sin, but I did not have the Holy Ghost. I did not have the Holy Ghost, but I came to the house of God, and somebody said, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. I said, I want to do it tonight. I want to do it right now. And they took me and baptized me in an old horse tank up on the platform. And when I came out of the water, praise be to God, I was baptized in Jesus' name, and God delivered me of alcohol. God delivered me of cigarettes. God delivered me of marijuana, everything else that I had been partaken of, and God lifted me up out of depression and gave me a joy and a song in my heart. I'm telling you what tonight, people that say baptism is not important, they do not understand the name of Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. It is not a public confession of your inward faith. It is not something that you do after you get saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Praise God. Noah was saved by the water. We are saved by baptism. Praise God. It is for the washing away of your sins. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, you still have your sins with you. Praise God. I implore you tonight. I beg you tonight. Consider the name of Jesus and what it means to you and what it means in your life. Because when we speak the name of Jesus, praise God. It brings to mind Colossians 2 and 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Praise God. And so when we speak the name of Jesus Christ, we speak the character and the quality and the nature all wrapped up in one name. It is the character and the nature of God Almighty. Amen. He was not just a man. Come on, somebody. This is truth here tonight. He was not just a historical figure. It was not just a happen chance name, but the name of Jesus simply means Jehovah, my Savior. Praise God. Praise God. And it gives us understanding how to pray. It gives us understanding how to live. It gives us understanding of this relationship. And the Bible says that we are complete in Him who is the head of all. Everybody said all. Of all principality and power. We are complete in Him. We are not complete in them, but we are complete in Him. Because in His hand, He has everything that is, that was, and ever will be. Praise God. He is the self-existent eternal one who has come and revealed Himself in the name Jesus Christ. Can we praise Him tonight? Amen. Amen. Do we get the connection? I hope we get the connection tonight. From Him, amen, to those in the Old Testament, to those of us who are in the New, we are complete in Him. They were not complete. If they were complete, there would be no need for the change. Amen. There would be no need for a new covenant if it had not been faultless, the Bible says. But they were not complete because all they had was a limited understanding of the name of God, which gives them the nature of God according to that name. Amen. There is a name tonight. I said there is a name tonight. And every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Every devil in hell. Every angel in heaven. Every saint of God. Every person that will be lost for all of eternity will bow their knee and they will say, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the anointed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, friend, why not bow your knee right now? Why not just give your life to God right now and say, I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm not living for myself. I'm not living for anybody else. But I'm living my life for Jesus. Well, praise God. I'm trying. Are you trying tonight? I'm telling you what, we've got to get an understanding. Amen. Yes, He can be my Lord of righteousness. Yes, He is my banner. Yes, He is my Prince of Peace. Yes, He is all of these things. Amen. But friend, there are times that I need things I don't even know anything about. Praise God. There are times I don't know what to pray for. There are times I don't know what to do. I don't know if all I've got is a compound name of God. I don't even know which one to call upon. Amen. I'm not going to spend the time to call upon every one of them. Thank God tonight we don't have to live that way. I'm not going to pray to Father God and Son God and Holy Ghost God. No, there's only one God tonight. And there's only one name of God tonight. And it's the name of Jesus. I said it's the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise God. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. If I'm going to pray for healing, it's in the name of Jesus now. If I need the Holy Ghost, you got to call upon Jesus. If you want your sins washed away, it's in the name of Jesus and only in the name of Jesus. Woo! I wished I had a better voice tonight. I would shout it all night. Glory to God. Glory to God. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. You can be seated. I'm almost finished, but I got a few more scriptures here tonight. Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? Can you see the Father speaking through his Son? Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me, everybody said seen. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. You know what we need to do tonight? We need to see Jesus in all of his glory. We need to take the time to let God reveal his name to us so I can see it. Praise God. Not with a physical. I don't want Jesus Christ to come and stand right here. If he did, that'd be wonderful. But I'm telling you what, I want to see him. I want to know him. I want to see what is wrapped up in the name of Jesus Christ. Because as I go through this weary world, I go through this time that God has allotted for me and for you. Amen. We have needs. There are needs that are represented here tonight. Some are very, very serious needs. Some are needs that, well, there's just so many needs. Amen. But when we get an understanding of where to go, when we get an understanding of what to say, there are times we can, oh, and I've got a feeling that when we pray, and this can be a problem, but when we pray, we tell God what we need. Come on. Bible says to go with our needs. But let me tell you tonight, that's not all that prayer is all about. God, I need this. God, I need that. After a while, he becomes a big Santa Claus in heaven. And we're supposed to pray and ask for things because he said, if you ask, I'll give it to you. And so that's all we do in prayer is we ask for things. God, will you give me this? God, will you do this for me? But there are times, and if you haven't experienced it yet, you will experience it. There are times that we do not know what to ask for. There are times that we do not know what to pray for. And in those times, it's not time to say anything but the name of Jesus. Jesus. What a wonderful name. Jesus. And after a while, you feel his presence. Praise God. And you don't have to know what the answer is. All you have to know is he is near. Praise God. All you have to know is that he's got it all in control. And when you feel the presence of God, a peace of God can come over your heart. Amen. I'm not going to find this on the internet. I'm not going to find this in my study books. I'm not going to find this anywhere else. The only place I'm going to find this is when I go to God in prayer. And I understand the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call upon that name tonight. Amen. Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me, unto God, everybody said unto God, unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Amen. Praise God. That's the Old Testament God revealing a little bit more to Isaiah and saying the day is going to come when every knee shall bow to me. Every knee is going to confess that I am God alone. Praise the Lord. What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. We've got a lot of folks in our world today that are atheist. The Bible says that the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. It is the wishful thinking of a guilty conscience is what atheism is. because only a fool would look around and see all that is here and see all of the complexity of our world and our universe, the human body, everything that works together so perfectly, and say this all just happened by itself. Did you know that atheism is actually a religion, and atheism believes in evolution, that nature itself has the capacity to increase and to develop and to come to the place where it can make computers and fly to the moon and do all those kinds of things. They actually believe that God is in nature, that nature is God, that a tree has abilities that you and I do not have. It is a fool's errand. Amen. It is the way of fools to say that there is no God. Amen. Do we believe that there is God tonight? Do we really believe that there is a God? Not many gods, but one God. He said, there is none else. I am God, and there is none else. Paul wrote the same scripture in Romans 14 and 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. There's going to come a day that every knee will bow to God. Amen. That every knee will confess the name of God. Amen. Every knee will confess, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess the name of God. Philippians 2 and 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, folks, when we breathe the name of Jesus, we are breathing the name of God. Why don't we just go ahead and confess Him tonight? If you're sick tonight, confess Him and say, Jesus is my healer tonight. Well, praise God. If you're in distress tonight, just confess Him. Jesus is my peace. Praise God. Jesus is my banner that I'm waving tonight. Wherever I go, it's the name of Jesus. Do all in word or in deed in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts 2 and 38, let's stand together tonight. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Oh, do you see what happens when we confess His name? When we speak His name. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And He grabbed him by the hand, and his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he was healed. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 10, they describe the events to the religious leaders who had not yet gotten a revelation of the name of Jesus Christ and the quality and the character of that name. And Peter said to them that it was faith in His name, faith in the name of Jesus, that has made this man whole. Do you need to be made whole tonight? Is your hope only in this life? That's why you can get discouraged. That's when I get discouraged, is when I think of things in this life. But I'm telling you what we see around us is not all that there is. This is just a little bit of God's creation that He made. The telescopes that we have out in space, they found a planet somewhere out there, and they said the planet is one huge diamond. One huge diamond. I've got a feeling that God's got enough rocks out there that he can make that new Jerusalem and put stones, the most beautiful stones you've ever seen, in the foundation of that city. It's recorded in the book of Revelation. Praise God. Did you know that God has the ability to help you financially? Don't just say, "Oh God, help me." Say, "Jesus. Jesus." And you are calling upon the name, the revealed name of God, the name of God that has been revealed to us. Praise God. And I'm telling you what, heaven and earth will move at the name of Jesus. Devils will flee in the name of Jesus. We will cast out devils in his name, in the name of Jesus. I pastored in Farmington, New Mexico, and we need to pray for that work that's there, that new work in Farmington, New Mexico. But there was a lady that came to the service, and she was in the middle of the service. She began to praise the devil. We didn't realize that she was devil-possessed, but they told us afterwards that this woman could throw grown men across the room, and they could not contain her. And eventually they took her out into the wilderness and put her in a hogan, which is a mud hut, because nobody could handle her. She came to our church, a little church, amen, a church about the size of our church here tonight, and the Holy Ghost began to move. I'm telling you what, God can do anything. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to go into detail here tonight, but that church was full of rebellion. Everything seemed to be against us. There was rebellion sitting on the pews. Our dear friend, Brother Scott, that came and preached for us last Sunday, he came and preached us a revival. And there was a lady that came to the front of the church, and he began to tell her things that she was doing in her life, and she began to confess, and she began to say, "God, please forgive me." He was used of the Holy Ghost. And people received the Holy Ghost. Navajo Indians received the Holy Ghost in that revival. But you can look around and say there's rebellion on the pew. God can't do anything. I refute that tonight. You're not as big as God. You don't even... God, help us here tonight. She came devil-possessed in a rebellious church. Nothing's going to happen. I'm telling you what, there was somebody who had faith that day. And we started praying for that lady. And you know how simple it was? We didn't have to get into a wrestling match and 10 guys jump on top of her and a few get thrown off here and there. We jump back into the pile until she gets worn out. No. You know what we did? We just prayed for the Holy Ghost to move. We prayed in the name of Jesus. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost. There was no visual thing of the devil fleeing. There was no vomiting. There was no none of the stuff that you hear about. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, because it happened in Scripture. But I'm telling you what, all it took was the name of Jesus. Some people think the opposite of God is the devil. That's not true. There is no opposite of God. There is nothing that can be as big as God to be compared to his opposite. He stands alone. That's what he meant in the Scripture. I stand alone. There's none as holy as me. There's none as powerful as me. There's none as high as me. There's none as righteous as me. The devil is not the opposite of God. God stands alone. And when we take on the name of Jesus, the Bible says that when we were baptized into the name of Jesus, we put on Jesus. I don't think I'm getting through here tonight. But we're going to get through this. Praise God. When we put on Jesus. Wonder what the Lord thinks when we put on Jesus and we go through our day like this. Oh, I know there's difficult times. I'm not bypassing that. I understand that. But day after day, week after week, year after year, month after month, oh, woe is me. It's no good. Hey, I'm telling you what, when you stand and you understand what you have been put on, what you have put on, when you put on the name of Jesus, and you walk into that place with your head up, with an understanding of who you are living for and who loves you. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm telling you what, every devil in that place backs up. You won't be able to see it. You won't be able to understand it. But, oh, there's one of them here. Yeah, they'll persecute you. They'll give you troubles and heartache and all of that. But I'm telling you what, we are the children of the Most High tonight. We have things that the angels would love to look into and to have. Praise God. There's victory for the church. I said there's victory for the church. There's victory for you. Praise God. And it doesn't come with this and that and the other. It comes through the name of Jesus. Why don't somebody breathe that name right now? If you're sick tonight, just breathe that name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name. What a wonderful name. Heaven and earth are moved at the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord, in the remainder of this service tonight. Jesus, we ask you to come into this house tonight. Amen. If you don't know what to pray, just breathe his name, Jesus. 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 Lord, I have a need, Jesus. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Everything comes through me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's talk to the Lord here tonight. Let's talk to him. Amen. Let's breathe his name corporately as a church, because we need a move of God in our church. We need a move of God in our family. It's only going to come through the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Brother Charlie, come up here. We're going to pray for you tonight. He's going to have surgery in the morning. Let's pray for Brother Charlie. We're not going to pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Come on, men. Let's pray for our brother tonight. God help us.